following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hello there.
Hi.
Welcome to Wilson Wednesdays.
Happy March.
Thanks for joining us here. The Wilsons this morning, actually one of the Wilsons, went to town on picking fruit.
Yes.
In our backyard. Yes. And yes. There is no biblical analogy that we're going to bring up because of the fruit, but I wanted to see.
But there are plenty, aren't there?
There are lots.
Growing, harvesting, pruning.
This is what Bethany did today, this morning.
And there's so much more.
Yeah. Lemons.
We've neglected
limes. And avocados.
We have oranges, but I don't know if they're ready.
They're not ready. Actually, they are ready. Here, hang on a second.
Oh.
It's ready.
It's ready?
You could open that up and get some fruit out of that. Actually, juice. The juice is really good out of there. And fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can get fruit out of the
you
fruit.
You can get fruit out of the fruit.
It's important.
Oh, anyhow, we thought this today we'd just share a little bit about...
personal experience.
A personal really. Experience we had this last week. And probably one that many of you have been through before. We are having some work done on our house.
Small amount of work.
Small amount. Very small. We thought literally.
We thought it was a very small
Very amount. Small job. But something came up that allowed us to kind of ponder and think about some things as it pertains to the Lord. So I'm going to have Bethany share what we're doing or kind of what happened this last week as she's kind of oversaw the project. And then we'll tie in some biblical truth.
So having a little bit of work done out front and job was almost done. And the city rolled by and said, you need a permit to do what you're doing.
Very small job.
Super small amount. And I was like, I had no idea. I had no idea.
We didn't.
So he said, your workers are done until you get this permit. And so I'm like, and it was a time sensitive project where it needed to get finished.
Yeah.
And so I hop on the computer and worked it out, got the permit, all that stuff, and had to get one of these little job cards filled out. And I really started thinking, and it all worked out.
And such a small thing.
Such a small
thing. Never would have thought that this is one of those things that needs to get a permit.
Right.
But we found out that we do.
Yeah. And so it made me think about, I remember when I was in Bible college, one of the teachers saying, if you have unrepented sin in your life, and you feel like, well, I stopped doing it, I'll just move on. And you haven't dealt with it, you haven't gone to the Lord with it, you haven't confessed, apologized, whatever you need to do to someone or just between you and the Lord will take you back.
He'll stop your project.
He'll stop your project and he'll say, this is the right way to do it. You have to do it the right way or it will ruin you. It'll be destruction. It won't be right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just that idea of doing things the right way is always the right way.
Yeah,
doing things the way the Lord says, this is how I've called you to walk.
And I think we have a tendency to want to move on from that thing, even though maybe it's not, we haven't dealt with it, as Bethany had said. We would have been happy to continue on with the project and get it done and not have to do the permit. But the rules, the city of Fountain Valley and probably many other cities say, no, actually you have to stop the project and go by the way that we've asked you to do it. And there's oftentimes we would just like to hurry through and just get the job done. And so that really caused us to think, what are things in our lives that the Lord would ask us to bring to him? And quite frankly, that oftentimes takes stopping all projects, mm-hmm. stop moving forward, and to pause and to consider, what is it in my life right now? Lord, I want to give you space right now. I want you to speak to me. What are some things in my life or a thing in my life where you would ask me to repent or you would ask me to turn away from that thing? And that takes stopping and it's super inconvenient. You think, man, I'm going to be done in a day.
It's stressful. No.
And I'm going to move forward and it causes stress. And at times it's just, Lord, what would you have me stop and reflect upon? And as Bethany said, repent and turn away from that thing. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the encouraging things is it was actually the process of getting the paperwork in and then after finding out that it was okay to move forward was actually not too too terrible. They were very nice about it, and they helped us kind of walk through some of the things we had no idea or understood. And oftentimes I think you'll find that with the Lord, is that he's asking you to stop and pause, not because he's evil or mean or bad, but because he wants you to deal with that thing that you're working through. And then there's actually, he'll walk through you with it. It actually is a blessing that he's asking you to stop. You're reflecting, and then you're coming to your Heavenly Father, and he's saying, yeah, Jeff, I'm going to work on that with you. But you can't just run past it. That's not okay. That's not the way I've called you to do it.
Yeah, because he knows that that's the best thing for you. You later down the road, if you don't take care of it, it could be a problem. Later down the road, if we didn't have a permit and something happens with this project that it just, you know, falls apart or something like that.
Yeah,
it could be a problem.
And we're very thankful for our city
and building codes.
And building codes.
We totally understand
the importance of building codes. So, anyways, this week as we were walking through that, we thought, Lord, what is this that you would show us in this moment? And certainly patience and kindness, mm-hmm. I think, is one of the things. Mm-hmm. But also just this idea that Bethany actually really got this week was like, there's times when we just need to stop and pause and say, Lord, is there anything not right within mm-hmm. me? And if it mm-hmm. is, would you deal with that? And so we can move on in health. And so maybe that's the encouragement for you today, is maybe just as you're watching this video, stop and pause a minute mm-hmm. and just say, Lord, what is it that, what's that thing that in my life that you would want to deal in my life with? Mm-hmm. And I know you're going to come alongside me by the power of your Spirit, and you're going to guide and direct. And so mm-hmm. pause.
Yeah.
Just pause.
And just to add to what you said about like being nice in the process of doing this, I called my brother who is in real estate and stuff like that. And I'm like, what does this mean? What's this thing he wrote on this yellow paper? And I, you know, waiting for the inspector to come by and what, you know, and something that Jeremy said was like, be nice. He was like, the key is to be gracious. Even if you're frustrated in the situation, like, he has found if you just keep your cool, you are gracious, you are kind, you're honest, that it works out so much better. And after it was all over, I'm like, how do you deal with this all the time with real estate stuff? And he's like, the key is to like take a breath and to realize this is all gonna work out one way or another. It is gonna work out. And so if you can cause yourself to, you know, coming before the Lord and just being gracious before him of like, Lord, you have been so gracious to me.
Yeah.
Show me what you want me to do.
Yeah, I
trust
you.
Instead of kicking and screaming, which causes more problems.
Yeah. So, Lord, would you just today as we reflect on this, would you cause each person who's watching this to take a moment and just reflect on maybe something, Lord, that they've run past too quickly, Lord, that they've hurried through, Lord, just to move on in life. And well, I think we all have that tendency and desire just to get over it and get through it. But maybe there's something you call us back to that you want to talk to us about and move us through, Lord, that we can't just move on past it. I just think of King David and the sin that he committed. And he couldn't just move on as a king throughout that. Lord, Nathan had to come to him. You sent Nathan to cause him to recognize what he had done. And so, Lord, there are times when we need that reminder. And so would you do that, Lord, maybe today, remind us of that thing that we've maybe done. And Lord, knowing that we have a gracious Heavenly Father who's ready to repair, to forgive, and to work through those things with us. Amen.
Amen.
Bye, y'all.
Everyone.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.